This is Brittany Roy interviewing Michelle Van Ness, student at Gwinnett Tech. We're going to talk about her low-key photo shoot. Michelle, what is low-key?
Low-key is a photograph with predominantly dark tones and maybe a hint of a color or two.
What color did you use?
I used a red pink bandana, excuse me.
Okay. What did you shoot?
I shot a female. She wore all black. She wore a leather chaps and a leather jacket and a leather vest along with a pink bandana for the color with a black background.
How many lights did you use?
I used one light and I did it with side lighting, and I had a reflector on the other side to bounce light back in on the other side of her body.
Did you have any problems?
The main problems I had was bouncing enough light back in without having to use a second light, because I wanted her to have a dramatic look to her, but I didn't want to have too much light to where it was looked like a normal portrait.
Okay. How many people did you have help you?
I had two assistants. I had one that was doing the light for me and fixing it and moving it when I needed to. And then I had another person moving the reflector board around the model where I needed it.
And why did you choose low-key instead of high-key?
I chose low-key because it has less lights to control. With high-key, you have to have a couple lights on the background to make the background go completely white. And then low-key, all you have to do is have at least one light and just do not let any light hit the background for it to go completely black.
Okay. Did you have any problems editing your pictures?
My main problem I had while editing my low-key photos was separation of her outfit of all the all black against the black background.
And what class was this for?
This was for my advanced portraiture class at Gwinnett Tech.
Okay. And this is Brittany Roy interviewing Michelle Van Ness.